Back in the psychedelic era, I was a bluegrass boy working for the father of bluegrass music, Mr. Bill Monroe. I once heard a journalist ask him if he didn't mind when Elvis Presley recorded his great song, Blueprint of Kentucky. He said, "Why, no, he done a good job with that number right there. Them were powerful checks." We used to leave the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night after our last show and hit the highway, head up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, home of the Brown County Jamboree. And we'd ride that bus we called the Bluegrass Breakdown all night long. And I remember the morning that the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. We were stranded on the highway in northern Kentucky, watching the sunrise over the purple mountains to the east. And you could taste it. And when you stand next to the father of bluegrass music at sunrise, you can hear what he calls the ancient tone. Up to me and said, "Pete Rones, you listen good to this and don't ever forget it." He sang this melody, and I put a few words to it myself. I want to play it for you now.
Lord, send the
darkness.